You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined by Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Tell me about the rainfall we've been getting, and I suppose there might be a bit more that's coming.
Well, we will see some more rain once we get into the weekend and more so early next week. What's going to happen is that the cool air that we have in place at the moment, or at least seasonable air, will depart as we get into the weekend. And as that warmer air begins to lift northward, we'll start to see a couple more waves of energy move right along that boundary. And that's why we'll see a few more thunderstorm clusters. It's hard to say exactly where each will go, but more than likely, they'll be in the central and northern Corn Belt as opposed to the central and southern Corn Belt like we saw this week. So a few more thunderstorm clusters are on the way. We're looking for generalized amounts on the low end of about half of an inch, and on the high end at around 1.5 inches over the next 5 days, with a swath or two here or there, slightly higher, more than likely somewhere from the Iowa-Minnesota border into the Chicago area. That would be kind of your highest rain risk area early next week.
Some farmers are still a bit worried about rainfall, but most are more worried about the high heat that they're expecting to come mid to late next week and then into the following week. Do we have any more information on it today?
Well, we do have a little bit more, and it definitely is a slightly worrisome situation when you just look at the magnitude of the heat that's coming. We can see that an upper level high will grow to what can easily be described as an enormous level by the time we get into this day next week. So about 5, 6, 7 days from now, we'll be looking at this enormous upper level high across the central U.S. We know that once this happens, things will start to dry out and it will turn hot and very hot. High temperatures approaching 110 degrees are not out of the question in and near parts of Nebraska. That just gives you an idea of how intense this air mass will be. Now, with time, we'll start to see the heat expand a little bit as we move into the latter half of next week and into next weekend. By that point, high temperatures should be in the 90s and 100s across a big part of the central U.S., with low temperatures only in the 70s and 80s. Now, as long as we mentioned all this, we should at least mention a couple more things. There always will be a risk for a thunderstorm cluster to develop and disrupt the entire pattern. We did see something like that happen about a month ago, but just based on everything that we're seeing, that doesn't look like the most probable scenario once we get into next week, and that's primarily because the size of the upper level high is just so big, and the depth of the heat that's associated with it is so deep that should suppress thunderstorm development for a lot of different people. And so for that reason, we think that that's the more likely scenario, turning increasingly hot and drier with time. But keep in mind, again, we do have thunderstorms in front of this setup.
This is a transition to a midsummer climate for the Midwest?
Well, this is definitely at the upper end of what's even possible in the central United States. So don't think it's just an average run-of-the-mill warm-up. This is a major and intense heat wave that's coming. It's just not certain how long it's going to last. We think it'll last at least 5 days in the Corn Belt and at least 7 days in the Plains. Whether or not it lasts longer than that is a big question. And keep in mind, that's about 2 weeks from now. We're forecasting at that point. Forecasting 2 weeks out always leaves you subject to big errors. And because of that, we just don't want to talk a lot about what might happen or how long it might last, except to say that it's going to be hot later next week, and it's just a matter of watching it at that point.
Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a good one.
You too. Mike Tenorum with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. This is the Closing Market Report.